Hello, friends, and welcome to Godfident Next Generation TV show. I'm Greta with my other friendly, lovely co-hosts.
Imani.
Victoria.
Lily.
And we just want to welcome you to the show. Today we're talking about boundaries in relationships, which is a very relevant topic to today's day and age. Why don't y'all just go ahead and say where you're from and how old you are?
I'm Lily, I'm 20, and I'm from Tennessee.
I'm Victoria, I'm 15, and I'm from Tennessee.
I'm Imani, I'm from Alabama, and I'm 15.
And I'm Greta, and I'm from Nashville, and I'm also 20. So today we just want to ask a few questions, talking about boundaries. And so the first question I wanted to ask is, how do you personally set boundaries in your relationships? We can just go that way.
Yeah, you can.
I think that for me, one way that I know I need to set boundaries is definitely conviction from the Holy Spirit. Mm. I think it's so important to listen to the voice of God, and that is the number one way how I discern what boundaries I need to have, because every relationship is completely different, regardless of whether it's family, whether it's a friend, whether it's a boyfriend or girlfriend, and even among those relationships, like different friends, you have different boundaries. And so I think that, especially for me, it's important to not compare to other people. Sometimes it's nice to have, different opinions from mentors or like trusted people who have walked with the Lord for a while. But it's also important to not compare relationships to other people and their boundaries, because everybody has a different past. Everybody has a different future also. And it's really important to protect the other person and protect yourself in whatever boundaries you have. And so I would say my number one thing is listening to the conviction of the Holy Spirit and obeying the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
That is so good.
I would say for me, for boundaries, I would say it starts with standards. Like, if you know what you're looking for, it's easier to know when it's healthy and not. Because if you don't know what you're looking for, then you would just go with anything that comes to you. But if you have standards, then you know when the standard is reached, then you know it's healthy.
Yeah. Kind of goes off of like mental and like emotional boundaries, kind of like what you're talking about. It's like you don't compare like people to other people, and like really listening to like the Lord and the Holy Spirit and his convictions, which is so good. It's so important. Obedience is a whole other topic, but it's so crucial to faith and just to life too. Obedience and respect go hand in hand, so it's so good.
Yeah, I'm back off of what both of them said. And it's like you have to have boundaries, and you have to have those boundaries from God. I think sometimes we have personal boundaries that maybe not what we should have. Like, we could have boundaries that might be, okay, well, I won't cross this line, but I can cross this one. And it's like we have to get our boundaries from God and set those in place and really, like, make it our foundation. And it once it's our foundation, we're kind of like, that's how we know, okay, they can't step over this. Like, this is what God told me to do. And it's like a different one from yours and it's from God. Because yours is like, okay, it's mine. Like, no, it don't matter that much. But from God, God told me I need to set this boundary. I'm going to set this boundary. That's what I feel like, for me at least.
Mm. And going back to the word is so important.
Yeah.
And making that your foundation. Because it says, like, Christ is our firm foundation. He's our solid rock. Yeah, so it could be one thing in your own heart. Like, it could be like, you know, like, don't overstep this boundary, but that's from like, you know, your own perspective or your own standards, which are still really important. But going back to the word and like who God says you are and how valuable you are to Christ, really does set that foundation, and you can begin to know like, okay, this is how the Lord views me and sees me. And so, yeah, I should have these standards that are held to a higher account compared to what I would think about myself, you know, which kind of goes into our next question, which is how do you set healthy boundaries to help define your identity?
This is a really good one. I love this question. I think that it's really important to set boundaries for your identity in, like, I don't know, maybe a way that we wouldn't normally think. I think that boundaries, a lot of times we think of it as like, I'm setting these boundaries to keep things out. But that is what they are. But I also think it's really important to realize that the boundaries are keeping things out so that we make room for God. And so the reason why we're setting boundaries isn't just like to say no, 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 no to everything in our life. It's to say no to things so we can say yes to something way more important. So we have like our inner space where God is allowed to fill that now because it's not filled with everything else. Mm-hmm. And our identity, like Greta was saying, is our firm foundation is in Christ. Our identity is in Christ. And our identity is that we're daughters of the King of heaven. Like we're daughters of the King of kings. We're daughters of the Lord of lords. Like. Our identity is incredible, and the only way we find that is in the Word and is in what the Lord is speaking to us in the secret place. And so when we make room for God, He has so much time and so much freedom to speak to us our identity. And when we're filling that space, we're filling our secret place with other things, like even things that aren't necessarily bad, like podcasts or Netflix or music or movies or whatever it is, or other people's voices. It's important to make sure that we have boundaries with those things too, not just with people. Because if we don't have boundaries with those things and they're just constantly filling our mind, the Lord doesn't have any room to speak to us. He's like, you're asking to hear my voice all the time, but all you do is, you know, you turn on a podcast right when you wake up or you listen to music 24/7. And He's like, I want to talk to you, but you have to make room first. So I think that that's why it's important to have boundaries so that He can speak to us our identity, because otherwise we have no way to hear it.
Yeah, well, I love what you said there, specifically talking about like the quiet place and even having boundaries there when you're talking to the Lord, and like, okay, is your phone in that space or in that time? Are you listening to music? You know, I've been guilty of that myself, and filling it with other things that could be like, you know, instead of reading the Word, you're reading like a devotional or something, which is still could be helpful. But, you know, this is like seek first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added to you. And just kind of what you're talking about with like who we are in Christ and allowing Him to be your first. We were kind of talking about that in the last episode about healthy boundaries or healthy relationships, and kind of saying like, all right, like, who is your first love? Like, is it Jesus? Is that the reason you're wanting to go into a relationship? Or like, kind of just talking about like, why are you wanting to be in this relationship? Or why are you wanting to walk away? And what's your reasoning in that to go to God first? And that's so beautiful. It's so important to seek first God, and put Him before other things. Like when you wake up first in the morning, like, where are you going? Mm-hmm. You know, what are you doing? Yeah.
Well, I would say that one way boundaries define our identity is like what you let in, because people do see if your boundaries are upheld and like consistently, then they'll be like, oh, Victoria doesn't curse, or Imani, she doesn't let people disrespect her and her family. Like people will notice that. And then I think it helps define your identity when you consistently stay to your morals and what you believe in and your boundaries and your standards.
Yeah, upholding like those things too that you know that are right and are moral, like, and what you've learned through the Word is so important, you know, and other people will begin to see that and notice like, oh, there's something different about you, and begin to wonder why. Like sometimes we don't have to, you know, preach at people, but they'll know you by your fruit. That's right. Again, what we were talking about before. They'll know you through what you say or don't say or don't do or participate in or don't. So it's so important.
What I would say is like, what she said about like TV and like music and stuff like that, I feel like we all should take that where it's like what we watch and what we listen to is often like we're playing in the back of our head, and it can come, okay, in this movie they do this. So like, and you see this, they do in a lot of these movies. Okay, well maybe it's okay if I just do a little bit, or if I just like it's they doing this, or like I listen to this podcast and they talk about this, so maybe it's okay, or this music I'm listening to has these lyrics that I feel, and I feel like, okay, if I let go of some of my boundaries because, you know, I hear it on the news or I hear it on a movie I really like or music I listen to, it's like it kind of becomes a thing in the back of our head. It comes like subconsciously that we see those things and we're kind of like, okay, maybe that's okay. And I feel like we often like, even me, I'm like, okay, well, I've seen it in a movie, like maybe it's okay, or maybe I've seen it in a TV show and like that seems fun, you know. And I feel like we have to, like what she said, once they know, like people know that we can't walk over you, we can't do certain things, and we uphold standards, even what we watch and what people think of us, I think it's how we do that. Because I feel like it's just, we often let a lot of negative stuff, even around the world, like there's so much negative, and we often listen to it, and it's like in the back of our heads, where it's kind of like, okay, maybe this is okay. Okay, maybe this is okay. And then it totally becomes where our boundaries kind of get lower and lower and lower. So that's what I think, yeah.
Wow. That is so good. And it's so true. Like, media nowadays is so influential. And it affects your heart, affects your mind, your emotions. And things seep into your heart that you're, like, thinking about throughout your life, you know. And it is important what you listen to. Like, that affects the way you respond to things in life and other people and movies, too. Like, you're like, oh, well, I saw that on TV, so it must be true, mm-hmm. you know, which isn't true. You have to ask yourself, like, okay, is that true, you know? Is this working, is this something that's helping my heart, or is this something that may be distracting me?
Even your mood.
Yeah, you're right.
Because, like, sometimes you watch the Titanic, you're like, oh, you start crying, and it's like, or you watch an action movie, and suddenly I'm a ninja. It's like it kind of affects how we act.
It does.
And so it's like, sometimes when you often listen to sad music, like, I like sad music sometimes, and it's like, we often listen to it, and then we kind of become in that stuck place of just sadness, and because it feeds into it, it feels comforting to us. If it's like, oh, I feel this in my soul, it must, like, really, like, I feel like crying, like, just, like, listen to this music, and it's like, it gets and can set into a mood, and that's we can become a sad person, or we might become a violent person depending on what music we listen to, because so many genres out there. So it's like, we have to also think about how it affects our mood and us as people.
That goes back to emotional health, and learning that, like, feelings are so unpredictable and not something that you can rely on, because they're going to lead you one way. Yeah, like, you're going to be watching an exciting movie and you'll be so excited to watch it, and then you're going to watch something sad or listen to something sad, and then all of a sudden you're depressed, because there is, like, it's a spiritual aspect to it too. You know, like, there's the physical world and then there's, like, the spiritual world too, and just kind of, like, that affects you. That affects your heart. And your mind, and, like, you really need to be careful what you're allowing into that, because it does, it goes out to how you're responding to people around you. But yeah, did y'all have anything else to add to that?
I think that it's so important to remember. I heard this recently, that someone told me, what you behold, you become. And they were talking about,
so,
like,
good.
Keep your eyes on Jesus, keep your eyes on Jesus, and, like, behold Jesus. And that's something that, like, a lot of us, it's head knowledge, but it's not heart knowledge, like, what you behold, you become. But Imani was, like, hitting the nail on the head with it. Like, what you behold, you become. Like, if the first thing you do when you wake up is turn on, like, a Taylor Swift's album, or the first thing you do when you wake up is, like, you know, call your boyfriend or whatever it is, like, what the first thing on your mind, like, I want that to be Jesus. Like, I want to behold Jesus. I want to become like Jesus, you know. And people always say, wherever you set your eyes, that's the direction you're going in. And so, like, if we can set our eyes on Jesus, especially in our generation, like, as young women, if we can set our eyes on Jesus, we will become like Jesus. And if we're saying, I want to be like Jesus, but our eyes are every other way, we're not gonna, and we're gonna wonder, like, why isn't it working? Like, I want this, but it's not really happening, you know? And so, anyway, I kept hearing, what you behold, you become. And I feel like it's so important to remember that and, like, be like, okay, eyes on Jesus every morning, eyes on Jesus, you know?
Yeah, that goes back to, like, distractions. Just really making sure you know where your heart is and why. And, like, starting your day again back in the Word, and, like, making sure that He is your first. Kind of like what you're saying with, like, the Taylor Swift. Like, what are you listening to in the morning? Like, what media are you feeding your soul? You know, is it the Word or is it the world? And it kind of reminds me of, like, what we were talking about with, you said, what you behold, you become. And then going back to that verse in, I think it was Galatians, about you walk with the wise, you're going to become wise. You walk with fools, you're going to be a fool. You know, it matters, because what you surround yourself with, you're going to become like. You're going to have those habits. You're going to have those character qualities. That's what you're going to start to become like. And so, kind of talking about that influence, it can be positive or it can be negative. So how do you respond when somebody oversteps a boundary you have, or when you need to have that hard conversation? How do you approach that, or if you have any examples of that?
Okay, well, you know, we talked about this in another episode of, I think it was just unhealthy relationships, but my answer to setting boundaries or walking out of an unhealthy situation is always, like, it's so cliche, but it's always, like, number one, fast and pray. Mm-hmm. Because for me, nothing else has worked. I've tried other things. I've tried to talk to other people. I've tried to get other voices, you know, opinions and all that, and listen to podcasts, read books, whatever. But nothing works like fasting and prayer and the Word of God, obviously. When you fast, you read the Word. And I feel like that's been the number one thing for me with setting healthy boundaries, is fasting and prayer.
Mm. And that's so good. I feel like I've definitely related to that, like nothing works. Like, you know, you can like try to cut out other things, but really like getting down to like, if you're dependent on food. I love food. I'm not even gonna lie. but when you get rid of that, you know, obviously like in a healthy setting and like filling yourself with the bread, like mm-hmm. your daily bread, like he will fill you. Yep. I've never felt so full except when I'm fasting with the Lord and I'm just like overflowing full, mm-hmm. you know, it's like this peace that passes all understanding that fills you. So that's so good. Me too. But also worship.
Yeah.
Worshiping.
So good.
Beforehand, just like empties yourself of you. Mm-hmm. Like you were talking about, like laying down yourself and picking up your cross and following Jesus and just worshiping through it and thanking him, even if you don't have an answer, but thanking him for the answer.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, when someone oversteps my boundary, when before I was strong in my faith, I would just be like, oh, they didn't mean to do that. I'll forgive them and then mm-hmm. move on and ignore it. And then I grow up and then I like people start doing it more. And then when people realize when they do something wrong to you and you don't just brush it off, then they think, oh, I can probably do it again and I can do it again. Mm. And at some point when you realize how much they've hurt you, then you don't know what to do. And I'm just thinking for me nowadays, I don't cut people off like 100% at first. I feel like I have to start distancing myself if I feel that something's off. So like slowly, like, if there's a lot of red flags, then I'm gonna be like, okay, I'm not gonna always run up to them when I see them, or I won't text them or tell them everything that I know. Just start backing up a little bit. But I would just say, just see if there's someone else that God's putting in your life, or if God's taking them out of your life, then let God take them out.
Mm-hmm. That's so good. We kind of talked about that in our last episode, just talking about like healthy relationships and like when is it like necessary to step away from somebody, or how can you recognize those red flags? And I feel like you really like nailed that on the head. That's so good. So important. What about you?
For me, I act the opposite. I get mad. I'm like, why are you talking like this? Like, I don't like, I'm a person who has a strong family. I have a lot of people who always tell me, like my mom, like, you need to stand up for yourself or people will step over you. Mm-hmm. So like, I have a strong personality when it comes to that. Like, okay, like when people mess my family or my friends, I'm like, why are you doing this? And I feel like to me, I had to be like, okay, I need to like calm down a little bit. Like, this is so cool. And it's like, I had to like go to God and be like, how do you want me to respond to this? Because I feel like my way is being probably a little mean and being angry at them, because I'm like, okay, I don't like that. Like, I don't feel like I hate feeling stepped on or like being overused. Because I feel like in the past, I used to be like, I didn't want to say anything. But now I'm like, What does God want me to say about this? Well, how does he want me to respond to this? And like, if I feel like God has given me a clear answer to do something, or even like what she said, slowly stepping back and being like, okay, like I don't, let's take a little break. Like, let me clear my mind. What's seeing everything that's going on. I feel like just the answer is just God. You gotta like depend on him and just listen to him. Like, okay, the first thing I shouldn't do is throw hands. Okay, I gotta calm down and I gotta know what God wants me to say.
That's so good. I love it. You got a fiery spirit. I love it. That's so good. I feel like I can probably relate to that too. And just like your first response is to act. Your first response is to defend. But definitely, for the right reasons, you know, and not just out of anger or again, your like first response out of your emotions. But that's good to be defensive of people you love. It's so important. How do you guys personally set boundaries in your own lives? Against like your family, with your friends. What's an example of that?
Okay. I think that like a specific example or just in general?
In general. Yeah.
I feel like for me, there have definitely been times in my life where I kind of just have to put people in different categories. And if I need to set boundaries with somebody, often, like I said earlier, I will definitely like spend time with the Lord first just to make sure that I'm approaching it from like a mindset of love and an eternal mindset, not like, you know, I want to have the mindset where it's like, obviously I know where I'm going after this life and my purpose on earth is to tell people about Jesus. And so if the reason for me setting boundaries is selfish because I just, you know, I really need to be ministering to them, but I just don't want to right then. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like, all right, I need to make sure my boundaries, setting them, it's for the right reason. But sometimes it really is like, the Lord's like, Lily, you need to set boundaries with this person. And so it's important to like put them in the right category, because sometimes they just need to move over a little. I'm like, you need to move from like my inner circle to like a little bit out, just to being a friend. And sometimes they need to go from like being someone really close to me to like, we cannot have a relationship right now. And I think that it's just really important to be so sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit when you're having conversations like that, just to make sure that like you remember the end result of this conversation isn't like, I want me to feel so satisfied after this and it's like all about me. You have to remember like Jesus loves them the same amount that he loves you. And we have to remember like, my goal is for them to feel loved after the conversation, even if it's a really hard conversation. And it's okay if sometimes the Holy Spirit's speaking different things. Cause I've had conversations where we both get in the conversation and I'm like thinking, okay, yeah, like with a boy or whatever, where it's like, I'm like thinking, you know, Holy Spirit's kind of like, all right, this is coming to a close. And they're like, no, what? That's not what I'm hearing from God. And I'm like, what? So it's okay sometimes if you don't think you're hearing the same thing from Holy Spirit, it's okay. Mm-hmm. But if you're sure about what you're believing, it's really important to remember, like, I'm going to stick to what the Holy Spirit told me, even if they don't think it's the same thing or whatever, because you'll see the fruit of it later. You'll see the fruit of obeying the Holy Spirit later. And it's okay if you walk into it and you think, you know, how the outcome's gonna be, and they respond differently, that's totally fine. But it's just important to remember, it's like you and the Holy Spirit are a team, and you stick with what he told you.
Wow. So that's so good. I love how you said that. Like, everything was so well like stated. Just kind of talk about like boundaries with your words too.
Yeah.
And like what, like, yeah, you totally could like feel like the Holy Spirit was telling you that one thing, but also you know that the other person like maybe thinking the same thing, and so having respect for that person as well, to not like overpower them or try to make them like think that they're wrong or whatever it is, but having respect with your words too, and uplift them and encourage them. Like, I loved how you said that you wanted them to feel loved even if you didn't agree with them after you walked away from that conversation. Like, that's so good.
I would say my kind of example is when I went to a new school, because I've been to multiple schools, and I was the new kid, and then I met this girl, and she was like very independent and strong, and I was like, oh, I should probably follow her, like she can be my leader. And then I was like, maybe I should set boundaries, because I think God sometimes puts us through obstacles, and I usually don't see them well until I ask him about them, or like if I go through other things and I'm asking God like, did I do the right thing? And he'll be like, no. I'm like, actually, God, yes. And then I'm like, Victoria, we need to just focus on God right now. And it's just a thing. I feel like it's more of a mindset thing, because like, even when you think about it, like in real life, like a boundary is something that stops things from getting in, but also things from getting out. And I think it can go both ways. Like, if sometimes you have to set a personal boundary, like to stop me from getting mad or from getting too selfish or things like that, but sometimes stop things from getting in, like doubt and discouragement. And I think it's just a both way thing, because a lot of people think boundaries are just don't let this get to me, when it's the same thing for you to others. And I just think setting boundaries should be a two-way mindset.
That's so good. That's so good.
For me, I feel like what she said is very true, and people need to know how to respect those boundaries. A lot of people will do, if they feel like they can go over you, and they feel like, okay, I know that if I do this to her, she's not gonna do anything. Like, she's just gonna like, well, I can walk over her and she's like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, it's like people just need to be like, we have any people in your life that respect those boundaries, and like, okay, I love this person because I know at the end of the day, they're gonna respect what I say. And like, even with healthy relationships in the last episode, it's like, we need to find those people that are willing to like respect those boundaries, because there's a lot of people in the world who don't, who are willing to walk over you and are willing to do those things that like, you know, like, I don't care, like just, you know, red flag people, you know, so like that. And it's like, we gotta learn how to find those people and just respect the boundaries that we set for ourselves and stuff like that.
That's so good. Boundaries are so important, y'all. Like, they really are like foundational to your own health, to other people's health, and like self-respect, and also like self-control. That's kind of like what you were talking about with like the allowing what you allow in, but also what you're allowing out. And kind of like, would you share what you shared in the last episode, just kind of like that visual example of like, you mentioned it for healthy boundaries, but like the people you allow close to you, and the people that you think should be not having that much access to you. But I think that'd be a beautiful example for like a visual of boundaries.
Yeah, of course. Maggie talks about this, so I'm sure that some of you have probably heard about it on keys, but one example that I've heard, I got it from her, but one example I've often heard about boundaries and just like how to set up your life with your group of people is that you think of it like a theater where it's like you and obviously God are on the stage where God has the most influence over you and he gets to really speak into your life. But then you have like your front row people, which are like your closest friends or your family. And it's a pretty small circle where those are the people that know everything about you, the good, the bad, the ugly. They know what you struggle with so that they can hold you accountable. They know your strengths so they can call you higher and encourage you. And so, but it's a small group of people. And then at the end, at the back of the room, you have like your middle row, back row people, which are like people that you're pretty good friends with, but they don't know everything about you. They know enough where you guys can, you know, you get along and you're close, but they don't get to know like the inner things or like the things that you really hold near and dear to your heart. And then you also have the balcony people, which are people that you work with or extended family where, you know, you interact with them on a, you know, regular basis, but you're not close with them and you don't go to them one-on-one, you don't open up to them, that type of thing. And then you have people in the parking lot, which is the funniest part to mention because it's like they don't even get to come in the building because either, you know, you may have to interact with them in some type of situation, but there's been some type of conflict where they're not allowed to enter into your life. They're not allowed to be like a personal part of your life. They don't get to interact with you. And you may still have to deal with them sometimes, but you have a boundary where you're like, you don't get to be part of my life because of this situation. And everybody has examples of the parking lot people. And then Maggie sometimes likes to say that there are some people you don't even let on the premises. And so, and those are people that you have zero contact with. And so that's kind of the example where it's just the different arenas of your life. And it's important that every person is sorted into the right spot in the theater. So
beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Well, we are so grateful for you all joining us today on our Godfident Next Generation show about boundaries and how important they are to our health, emotionally, spiritually. But if you want to go ahead and have further research and resources for this, you can go to godfident.org, and there's lots of free examples and resources for you there. Anybody want to pray?
I can pray. All right. Dear Lord, we're just so grateful for this time together to just minister to the audience. And I pray that your Holy Spirit would just guide us to set healthy boundaries, Lord. I just pray that we would be convicted by the Holy Spirit in relationships that are healthy or unhealthy so we can just take the steps that you have for us and that we would first and foremost just look into your word to see how to negotiate and how to navigate these relationships and take the right steps. And I pray we would be obedient to the voice of the Holy Spirit and we would be sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. So I just thank you for this time together, Lord. And I pray that everyone listening to this feels loved and cherished and blessed and cared about. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.